Last night we had a Holy Communion service. And why do you think we did that last night? We do it every time there's a new period. Why do we have a communion service? Some of you weren't here. Before the staff leaves, why do we do that? Every 2 weeks. You have no idea? Yes?
Maybe to remind us that we're one body in Christ, serving Him together.
Okay, we're one body in Christ. All right, another reason? Why did you take communion? What is communion? You took a wafer and a little cup of juice, and that represented what? The Lord's body and the Lord's blood. And I'll tell you why. Does anybody know the adults? Why do we have communion?
To remind us of what Jesus did for us.
All right, to remind us what He did for us. A little bit more. And to remind us what He's going to do for us. All right? Because He died on the cross, He purchased something for us for now. We can claim certain promises. We can claim certain strengths because Jesus died. And I've been here in camp many, many years. You know that. And I'm just going to give you, excuse me, all right? I'm going to talk to the staff a little bit. I'm going to tell you something that you can claim from the Lord in these 2 weeks. You are going to need His strength. Yeah? You've got 45 kids and 16 little ones. And you've got a lot of adults. You've got about 100 people here. And you're going to be tested for strength. Do you believe that? The pot boys? We have pot boys? I told them this morning or this afternoon. They are the most important boys in this camp. They have the most important job. Amen. They clean the pots. And you know why that's such an important job? Because if they don't clean the pots, we're all going to get sick. So you tell them, all right? Remind them. Clean those pots, fellas. Scrub those pots. And you're going to need strength because you're going to have a lot of pots with all these people. No, it's something very common, all right? We need strength. At the end of the day, you're going to be tired. Do you know that? You're going to get tired. You're going to have to scrub floors and clean toilets and make beds. And you're going to need something beyond your own strength. And you can, as a result of last night, what you took last night, you can say, Jesus, I'm going to take your strength. Can you remember that? Say, Jesus, I'm depending on your strength. I'm tired, but you strengthen me. And another thing you're going to need is wisdom. You think so? Wisdom how to act and how to react. This is good for us too, right? We need wisdom. How to react to certain situations, not just how to act. Watch your mouth. All right? And you're going to need the Lord to help you. And part of taking communion, you can claim that from the Lord. I want you to give me wisdom how I should behave in the next 2 weeks. And the third thing is patience. Do you need patience? Yeah? Be honest. Do you need patience? With who? One another, huh? Yeah, we need patience. Not only patience, but patience, I like to say it like this, patience and peace under pressure. You're going to be pressured, especially the cooks. That kitchen, there's a lot of pressure there. And you need patience and peace under pressure. Do you think we need that too, adults? Patience and peace under pressure. Now you tell me the three things that I told you now. You're going to need what? Strength. You're going to need wisdom. And you're going to need patience and peace under pressure. All right? Now I'm going to give you a verse. I received this for my birthday. Brother Edwin Waldfogel, that's my nephew, he sends out birthday cards. And I've got a good verse, and I'm going to give it to you. You ready? God is able to make all grace abound unto you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. You want to abound in good works the next 2 weeks? Yes, sure, that's what you're here for. I'm going to read it to you again, and I'm going to ask you to face the one next to you and repeat this verse to them. You repeat it to him, and he repeats it to you. Okay, you got that? Now listen. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. It's too long a verse? All right. All right, I'll give you the other one. It's a little bit different one. I'll give you the one on the top. This is easy. This is even better. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory. Is that easy? That's better, huh? Okay, I'll say it again. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Okay, now you look at each other. Adults too. Look at the one next to you and you tell them. Ready together. Thy God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now once more. No, I'm serious. You're going to need this. And you're going to say it to somebody when you see them down and, you know, say, now listen, my God's going to supply all your need because we took Holy Communion the other night. And God has promised to give us all that we need. Ready? My God, look at one another. All your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. All right, I've said my piece. I've warned you, all right? And I've given you God's promise.
Where is it found?
Found in Philippians 4:19. And if you got your books with you or you have them tomorrow, put these three things down. God's going to give me strength, wisdom, patience, and peace under pressure. Philippians 4:19.
Number 197. 197. Is there a mountain in your way to doubts and fears abound? Press on, oh, hear the Spirit say, this mountain shall come down. Not by might, not by power, by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. By mine, not by power, by my Spirit, saith the Lord. This mountain shall be removed, this mountain shall be removed, this mountain shall be removed, by my Spirit, saith the Lord.
Mountain shall be removed, this mountain.
sin shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Is there a fiery furnace strong, far more than you can bear? Behold, the blessed Son of God Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts, not by might, not by power, by my Spirit, saith the Lord. This mountain shall be removed, this mountain shall be removed, this mountain shall be removed, by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Then trust alone the mighty God. He speaks, the winds obey. Take courage then, O fainting heart, for you He'll make a way. Not by might, by power, by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts, not by might, not by power, by my Spirit, saith the Lord. This mountain shall be removed, this mountain shall be removed, this mountain by my Spirit, saith the Lord. You may be seated. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed.